If you're not a giver, you're not going to get anything back.
Welcome to the MailRight Real Estate Show on Timelines, episode 204-32, recorded live Thursday on Blab, 11 February 2016. Today on our netcast, we have Jonathan Green from Mount Clair, New Jersey. He's been a prosecutor, a private defense attorney, a seasoned negotiator, as well as director of exhibitions at the Hunter Dome Art Museum. Then, in 2014, he turned his sights to the profession of real estate and became a professional realtor. Because of his in-depth focus on technology, time management, and social media, he also serves as a trainer for his brokerage. So without further ado, let's get right into this episode with Jonathan Denwood and special guest, Jonathan Green. Okay, Jonathan, take it over. Jonathan's providing us the tech side from MailRight, and I'm going to provide a little bit of real estate expertise, but Jonathan, take it away.
Oh, well, hi there, Jonathan. I think for this episode, you're going to be Jonathan and I'm going to be John, because it's going to get a bit confusing, isn't it? Wrote a really great article on Ingman about SmartSIP and your experiences. So I like to go into that a little bit, but also talk about how you apply it, because you're very experienced in property, but as an active agent, you've been going for a couple of years, how you use technology and how you use it to build your business up. But can we start with SmartSIP? And basically, you gave the impression you liked the program, but you're not so keen about some changes that they've put forward recently. So would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so SmartSIP, for anybody who doesn't know, it's a basically predictive analytics for real estate. It's focused on finding listings, people who are looking to sell their home. And the analytics are phenomenal. It gives you information on people who they determine are most likely to sell in the market that you buy into. And at the time that I bought in, it was an exclusive product all around. So every single person who bought in was buying into an exclusive marketplace. You know, you map it out, and that's your marketplace specifically. And right before the new year, before 2016, maybe 2 days before, I was in California and I saw something inside my account that said, in 2016, everything's going non-exclusive for new people coming in. So, you know, for me, it was great. I was going to be able to maintain my exclusivity in my farm area. But when I looked at it, I felt like, because every other part going forward was going to be non-exclusive, that the product just wasn't going to be worth as much to me, because everybody coming in could flood their markets with more materials. You know, so I felt like it was going to get watered down. The product stayed the same, but I was buying into something that was exclusive all over. And one of the main points from the article was, you know, it is an exclusive part of what is now a non-exclusive product. Is that worth the same? And I didn't think it was.
No, and to be fair to the company, this scenario has happened in other industries with other software, and it really depends on how it's handled. And also what was said to you, really. Do you feel that exclusivity, you know, it's a bit like dating, isn't it, Jonathan? Would you promise an exclusive relationship, Jonathan? Yeah. Or was it, you know, we could date other people?
That was in it. I mean, that was really the play on in the article on Inman was, you know, what happens when your exclusive partner tells you that they don't want to be exclusive, but you still want to be exclusive. So I still wanted to be in an exclusive relationship, which I was in my little, you know, my little tiny box, but everybody else wasn't. And my exclusive partner was non-exclusive. They were with as many people as they wanted. So that's where my frustration was. But, you know, again, I mean, the company took my criticisms well. They changed a few things based on some things that happened. They extended the deadline so people could fix up their farm areas. And they were very responsive. Every person I talked to there, all the way up to the top, because the CEO commented on my Inman article. You know, they're great. They're running a company. I have no issue with a company going public. My issue was just that's not what I signed up for. But the truth is, I'm still with them because I love the product, and I want to ride out my contract and see what I can do with it. Because the truth is, at the end of the day, for real estate, for your return on investment, if it makes me money, it's a good product. Yeah. You know, if it makes me more money than I'm spending times however much, it's a great product for me. And I have faith in the product. either way.
So obviously I looked at the product. I haven't tried it out, but I looked at it recently because I have my not at the same price level, not really aimed at what they're really doing, but I have a technology product myself, Jonathan.
Right, right.
So can you give, you know, they have a very extensive menu system. They offer a lot of extras or extra services at different levels. Can you give a brief outline what you see as their core technologies that you like the most and give some rough idea about prices and that? Do you mind doing that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the prices are really dependent on how you can spend whatever you want. Your spend is how much of a neighborhood you'll get. So you'll get certain amount of area that you map out on the map for the amount you want to spend. And then inside that is how they use their predictive analytics, really comb through everyone and find out who are your top prospects who are likely to sell. So they take into account things like length of time in the home, their mortgage, and, you know, a million factors that algorithms, they just run through it. But they present very well. And the goal is to present you with the people most likely to sell. And then through that, they deliver marketing materials that you can kind of carefully craft within your own product, which go from, you know, they can go from postcards, handwritten letters that go to them and give them the opportunity to go to a couple websites where they can check their own price. I find it great. You know, as a homeowner, I always go on the sites, type myself in, see where my value is at, because the truth is, even if you're not ready to sell as a seller, you always want to know where the market's at and what your value is at, because it looks great when you look and your value is a lot higher than when you bought.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Obviously, I don't want to know precise, you know, it's confidential, but what do you think is a reason? What is the reasonable budget with them that an agent would realistically have to spend to get some results, do you feel?
I mean, I think with any product, the more you spend, the more likely you are to have success. You know, it's the same thing with Zillow. People say, well, I've spent $80 a month on Zillow and I got 3 leads. I mean, that's what happens because there's just not as many impressions available in a neighborhood. So, you know, for me, any product, which includes SmartZip, is the more you pay, the more likely you are to have success. But the more you pay, also the more expectations you have, and they cause you to get angry earlier when you don't. And specifically, not just SmartZip, any of these real estate technologies, a lot of the issues with the consumer is they expect something to happen overnight. And it's not, you know, just because SmartZip provides this fantastic technology doesn't mean I can just sit in my house, you know, and watch TV. I have to go through all the profiles, look up extra information to get phone numbers. And I need to have a detailed follow-up plan to make sure that when I do get a hit from one of my postcards, I know what to do. And if you don't set up the systems to help yourself react right away, you're going to lose, because the game in any type of real estate technology is response. Your response time is number one priority by far. So if I get a hit and I don't know what to do right away, which is what happens with a lot of people, then I'm spending my money unwisely, no matter how much I'm spending.
Yeah, so to recap, what I think you're saying is that it's not a magic wand. It takes work, even with the system. But what the system provides is better quality leads than you might get from some other systems. But you have to do the gardening, the sowing. You have to do, you know, you get the lead, or the, it's not a lead really. It's a strong indication that that individual household might be interested in your services, but then you've got to take over and market to them in an effective and professional way. Would that be about right, Jonathan?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, anybody can, you know, get a list of the homes around them or the homes in a neighborhood, but this is the analytics that are brought to it to show you in a list of your top 200 who are most likely to sell. And I mean, you could get a contact and call them and they say, I'm 5 years out, but somebody, SmartZip, is doing the back work to set you up, because I'd much rather call a bunch of warm leads. Like if I have 100 contacts and 50 out of the contacts have clicked in on one mailing from me ever and 50 haven't, my first 50 phone calls are going to the people that have made one step towards me. So this is where it helps. At least I have analytics to say these are the most likely. And then when they click in on something, not only are they have back-end analytical research to say they're close to ready, they've made a step towards me. So I feel like I'm 5 steps ahead of just a normal, you know, something I could look up on my own.
Are there any other tools and services that you've utilized in the past couple of years that helped you build up your business, basically, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also a social media technology trainer, time management consultant. So a lot of the stuff that I train is really kind of basic in the beginning. It's profile management. Like for me, if you don't have a LinkedIn profile that's complete and perfect, you're just tossing money out the door, because you could put your name into Google with your agency, anyone can, and LinkedIn will be in the top three every single time. And so for me, when you go with realtors, you could punch half of the realtors in and half of them will come up with their previous career. You know, it'll still say entertainment business or something like that. And that, to me, if I'm a consumer, then I think they're either part-time or they're not updated. And whether that's true or not, that's what social media is. So I implore everyone, if you're going to use a network, make sure that you're going to use the network. Keep your profile current. Make sure that your profile picture is consistent across all profiles and your bio, so that when people are flipping through, they see on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, it's the same picture. Because we know that the amount of time that people spend looking at something is very limited. So I want as many things that can corroborate myself and give myself social proof all across all the networks. So, you know, you asked, and I think it's really just being consistent across the social networks. And one very important point is I tell everyone, search all the networks and make sure you don't have a profile that's a graveyard there, because someone will find it and it will be a negative point against you. You know, the Twitter that you created 4 years ago made one post and never did again. Someone will find it and think that you don't pay attention to your work.
I've already loved you, Jonathan. You're saying all the things that I preach on a regular basis. What about reviews? Because it's another thing that I preach quite a lot. I think we go on to that maybe when we're going to go for a break, Jonathan. And if we get the opportunity, I think we have a quick discussion about the reviews. And then Bill wants to ask you some business questions as well. So we're going to the break, folks.
All right.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know and trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence, who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program. Okay, we're coming in off the break, and Jonathan's got another question he's got to ask before I go to the timelines questions. Go ahead, Jonathan Denwood.
Yeah. Or John Denwood. John, we can all miss ourselves. Right, John. Jonathan. I just want to ask you a quick question, because it's something I preach a lot also, is reviews, because I just don't think agents realize that you mustn't manipulate them. A lot of agents go, I found a lot of agents either don't bother really concentrating on reviews on Yelp, Zillow, Facebook, Google, or they go the other extreme and they manipulate them blatantly, which is really obvious to any millennials and Generation X's. They can smell it a mile away. So what's your feeling about the importance of reviews, not only on these third-party sites, but also on your own web properties? And what's the best approach mentally around reviews?
Well, I mean, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think they're, especially moving into really the time of the millennials, this is what they look at. So anybody out there who doesn't think the reviews are important are nuts, because everybody who's coming to the table is coming on Zillow. That's where they're looking first, or realtor.com. And they're looking at the reviews. I think the hardest part for agents is that there's no full system through all of the areas in the world that incorporate all of them. So I have to choose basically, where do I want to ask for a review? And for me, it's Zillow, because I feel like that's where most of the people are. I take the reviews from Zillow and I copy them to my website. And then I take them and add them as recommendations on realtor.com, because you can do that. But then the rest is, you know, am I going to ask all those people for the same review again? And I've tried to cut and paste it and send it to them and say, you can just post this on Facebook. It's your review. Just cut and paste it. But look, people don't have the time, and I don't want to bother them. I will bother them to get one review, and that's going to be on Zillow. And I agree with you. It's, you know, I have a history. My first job was as a prosecutor. I'm very like high C client. I want everything to be right. And even with social media, I believe in like social media etiquette. I agree with you 100%. You know, when somebody has like 250 reviews and they only have 20 transactions, there's something wrong. I don't need my friends to go give me reviews. I can do enough business by working hard to get the real reviews myself.
Oh, thanks for that, Jonathan. So my co-host Bill here has got some really great questions for you as well, Jonathan.
Great.
Well, Jonathan, we only have 5 to 7 minutes in this section to go through your time and life success principles, but I'm going to go jump ahead of here because it relates to me today. You have your book. Your favorite book is Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. I've never heard of that before, but I read a little bit about it this morning and listened to it on Amazon. By the way, that'll be on show notes at timelinesofsuccess.com, that book. So we can get our ripping 4% from Amazon. But I listened to it and it's like perfect for today because I came from having a corporate off construction, real estate, a nice custom home in California to like a different environment in Reno, Nevada. So I'm in a 4-bedroom rental house, about 2,000 feet. And I've got to declutter more.
Yeah.
And if you've noticed, I'm in a bed.
That's a book for you.
I mean, we still have the nice place out in California, but it's definitely a different lifestyle that we've moved into, my wife and I.
And the funny story is I was at a broker's open house, you know, looking at houses for buyers. And I saw this book on the side at the night table. And I was like, what is this? Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. That sounds amazing because I always want to declutter. And I mean, I'm an organizational freak, but when you read this book, you realize that I realize that I'm not. I mean, the general principle of the whole book can be summed up by Marie Kondo saying, take everything that you own, put it in your hand and say, does this bring me joy? And if it doesn't, throw it out, because we just keep too much stuff. And there's a whole system. So for me, I'm a systems person. I just want a diagram of how to do it. So it says, you know, take all of your clothes and put them all in one room. Get them from every room in your whole house and put them all in one room and then go through them using that. And then you're done with your clothes, you know, and then they have a whole hierarchy of how it works. And, you know, I read it and it's really overwhelming to think of how to do it because it's really like a 6-month process. But once you start doing that and use a couple other books that I've read, you know, you just streamline your life and make sure that you have more time for your family and your friends by not having stuff everywhere.
For the listener out there, you can use your imagination or you can come over and watch the YouTube on Timelines and on MailRite. Off to the right behind us, you see it's got like 100,000 colored copies. That's my industrial strength printer for my construction company. Still back there in the corner. It's probably, I think it's around 9/11. I can't remember exactly, but it still works. Use these big cartridges.
I have a basement full of old printers. I got to get rid of them.
See, you just said it. You got the, and we had an Exchange server. 2003 was the last time it was upgraded, and it's still out in my garage. So
yeah,
it's painful.
It won't be once they're gone.
Yeah, I need to get rid of them. That's Exchange server is so expensive and took so many hours to get going. But I know the world has changed. We're on the cloud. So let's get into your life and success principles. Okay. Sure. This is the fun part for me. The first one is relationship before sales. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's really my tagline in real estate, and I believe it in life. You know, I mean, I was kind of always an more of an introvert, but going into real estate, I believe in the relationship. You know, in my previous careers, that was always relationship first, and this is no different. I think that, you know, too many real estate agents are rightfully hungry for the money. But when the money is put ahead of your client's needs, you know, you're not doing your job. Your fiduciary duty is gone and you're not helping your clients get where they want. So I mean, I'll show people 80 homes. If they're still interacting with me and they're still trying and they're making offers and losing, like we're doing business together. And I value the relationships. I want to, you know, I end up being friends with pretty much every one of my clients. And afterwards, you know, I know their kids' names and I want to help them from there on out. And I don't think like, oh, I wonder if they're going to send me 10 referrals. I mean, I hope they do. But if they don't, I'm happy to help them out, you know, find them people that can help them with their new house and just, you know, remain a part of their life. And that's how it is through the process. So that's what my tagline's been. And I believe it and I act on it every day.
No, I don't have time to go into detail now, but when we finish the podcast on YouTube, we'll go into more detail. I have questions to ask you about your transition because you've moved and gone between professions. I just want to say how you got up and running so fast with those concepts, because it takes time for people to know, like, and trust you, those relationships. We've been in real estate for 25 years. We're going to ask that on the after the show.
Great.
So next principle is time block for work.
Yep. I mean, I have a training called Time Block for Work, Recover Your Life. And it's basically a principle of just time blocking your life, which includes everything. Because you know, if you're busy, like for me, I've got two kids and I'll put the first thing I put on my schedule is all of my kids' after school activities, all of their everything, recitals, everything for the whole year. So it makes sure when somebody asks me, you know, can you do a showing here, that I'm blocking out the things that are most important to me, which are my kids. And once I have a whole schedule, some people think it's crazy to look at a schedule of all these personal things and time with friends, but I'll pre-book times to do showings so that when somebody asks, I can say, well, I have time to show and I have a block already set up. So I literally block everything and it just helps me stay very, very organized and it helps me pay attention to my priorities. And I think that's the way you recover your life because, you know, as real estate agents, you get going and going and then it's like you can't get back to where you were because there's so much business. But if you always stayed with a model that just kept a schedule and you stuck to it and you stuck to it to help yourself prospect and do these things, you're not going to lose anything. And you know, when you have 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock one-on-one time with this child, that you're going to keep that because it's in your schedule. You're not going to schedule anything over it. If you don't write down those family things, you'll just not think of it at the time. And you get a hot lead come in and you say, oh, yeah, sure, I can do a showing. And then I'd rather miss the showing and have an excited child than have a disappointed child and make one showing.
Yeah, my wife always time blocks for her family, for our kids. Always does that. And she'll tell a client that I have an appointment and the appointment's with our, you know, 14-year-old daughter or 15-year-old daughter.
That's a lot of my appointments.
Yep. We totally understand where you're coming from there. And you have to do it when you're professional because you can go 24/7 in real estate or in any type of sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very good. So give to get is your third principle.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I heard first from Katie Lance, who's a great social media technology person. And it was about LinkedIn. It was really in terms of recommendations, give one to get one. But I really believe in it for everything. You know, if you're not a giver, you're not going to get anything back. For me personally, in my real estate career, I work with two charitable organizations. One's called Give Back Homes and one is New Story Charity. And they build homes for people who can't have homes all over the world. And part of my closing proceeds get donated automatically. And of course, it is part of my marketing, but I believe in them. And I believe like if I'm giving out that, then things will come back to me. I mean, it's just general principles. And when it comes to working with other people, you always have to give first. You know, if you're an agent and you're not giving value, you're not going to get back the things that you want from other people.
You know, we could go into politics, but that's called a free market system too.
Yeah, exactly.
It really does work. So on number four is an honest answer is always the best answer.
Oh yeah. I think I've always been accused of being too honest and I don't think that's possible. Like for me, I'd rather somebody just tell me straight out, like, I don't want to work with you instead of having me try to follow up for 6 emails and 7 phone calls and then avoid me. Like just send me back the email that says, you know, I'm working with another realtor. No problem. Yeah, I'll take you off my list. But so I'm just straightforward. I talk people out of homes that I know, you know, they get really ramped up about it. And then there's something that's very wrong with it, like an underground oil tank, and they just love it. And I have to explain, you can't get this house. You know, I can't make a decision for you, but these are all of the things that could potentially go wrong. And that, you know, in the long run, they always appreciate that. Cause I don't want the quick buck, like we said, for relationships before sales. It's just about, you know, honesty's tough sometimes, but you have to just, it takes a lot quicker time just to tell somebody the truth than to beat around the bush for 5 minutes.
Well, Jonathan, after the show today and the YouTube portion, which will still be live and recorded, remind me to ask you about some of the Napoleon Hill books, because I've got some mixed feelings on those sales techniques. So remind me to ask you about those. And finally, your last point is use online to get offline. That's interesting. Online to offline.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a technology friendly time of the world. And in real estate, you know, we're all using technology to help us with our leads. But the whole point behind all of this technology is I'm not making deals from sitting here on the computer. I need to use the technology to get in touch with people the right way, you know, using social networking etiquette. And then I need to get it offline. So as much time as I spend online, which is a lot with all the social media that I do, it doesn't make any difference unless I'm converting that into meetings and appointments and talking to people and going back to number one, relationships before sales. You know, you can't have a relationship, the real relationship, until you get offline.
A tremendous amount of information, what you just put in, because Jonathan and I talk about this. Jonathan is from the tech side. I'm from the real estate side. We sort of blent over the last couple of years, and I think he understands so much more. And I'm trying to understand more about, I've always been into tech because of design, build, construction, but different kind of tech. Yeah. Hey, with that, we're going to go to a break. Jonathan Denwood is going to come back, and you're going to give your commercial about how the listener can get a hold of you. And you also give talks and speeches, but I think you're a natural for that for real estate agents across the country, FYI, because we interview a lot of folks. So, and Jonathan knows that I normally don't say what I just said. And we'll talk about that after the show too. So with that, let's go to a break. Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021. All right, Jonathan, we're coming back off the break. First of all, how does a listener get a hold of you? And then what's your commercial? What's your service you can provide the listener?
I'm a residential real estate agent. I'm obviously into real estate training technology, but you can find me on Twitter at RealtorGreen, and green has an E at the end, green with the color with an E at the end. You can find my website is bhhsnj.com/jonathan.green. And I mean, it's a social media world. You can just type my name and Berkshire Hathaway into the Google. You'll find 50 social media sites. Hopefully you go back and read that article on Inman. If you look up Inman and type in SmartZip in the top, you'll see the article. I really appreciate you guys having me on here today.
Yes. So I've got one more last question. What technology service, whatever, what technology thing that was if it was taken away from you in the next hour, do you think you would miss the most? Jonathan.
Well, I wish I could say I wouldn't miss any of them. But for my business, it would be my phone. Everything goes through there. And I do most of my work on a desktop, which I find too many people are doing work on the phone. For me, the phone, because of texting, has just changed the way I do business. I'm not always available to talk on the phone. I mean, that could be at an office meeting, but I can always text. So I can really handle 5 streams of business while I'm doing something else. Truth is, 90% of the people now about are coming in looking on sites like Zillow and Realtor.com on mobile. So when I get a mobile lead, I'm just texting them back because I know they're on their phone. So I know they're going to see that. If they ignore me, they ignore me, but I'll know right away.
That's great. I think it's been a great discussion, Jonathan. We've covered some interesting topics. Do you think there's anything I should have asked you that we haven't? Anything?
I think it was fantastic. I appreciate the opportunity. I love getting the information out there. And it's, we could probably go on for about 5 hours.
But so. You know what? Go for 5 hours. We've got a little discussion, V8, 5 hours. Well, Bill can keep on for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, all our Blab friends and all our YouTube folks, all those listening on timelines and mail, right? On the podcast, go ahead and go over to the mail websites, which is timelinesofsuccess.com and also mail-right.com. Go over to those sites and you can listen to the YouTube. We're going to continue on YouTube and on Blab. It'll be recorded for the next however long Jonathan Green can stay with us, at least 30 minutes, I hope. We'll open up to our Blab audience. And you can see it's like Friday. It feels like Friday, but it's Thursday. So I'm all off here today. Anyway. Thank you, everybody. We don't have the music on today, but the music will be post-production on the show. No, Jonathan, I've got a new mixer coming, so I just didn't.
Hey, no music. See, you had no music. I like the music. You keep doing that, Bill. Yeah, you keep doing that, Bill. That looks really fantastic, Bill.
I'll look at the mixer so Jonathan can hear what the mixer sounds like. Okay. Hey, we've got a little treat for you at the end of the show. Here are the little stubbits and clippings for review. And then reminder, stay tuned tomorrow. We've got a special show for you. It's Friday. And we've got a new show that we're going to test out tomorrow. So see you on the other side on Timelines at timelinesofsuccess.com. And also don't forget to head on over to mail-right.com to listen to Jonathan and all of the show notes specifically designed for the real estate professional.
The game in any type of real estate technology is response. Your response time is number one priority by if you don't have a LinkedIn profile that's complete and perfect, you're just tossing money out the door. Take everything that you own, put it in your hand and say, does this bring me joy? If you're not a giver, you're not going to get anything back.